Another example of how I want to look for Jesus is in Jeremiah 13:16. Give glory to the Lord your God before he brings darkness, before your feet stumble on the twilight mountains. And while you look for light, he turns it into gloom and makes it deep darkness. The phrase, look for light, meaning we wait, collect with expectation, anxiously looking for his return, weaving together the facts and stories of God while waiting in anticipation. Now, I don't know about you, but to me, that is fascinating. Isn't that sort of what we do while we're looking for Jesus? We wait. We collect information about the object of our affection while waiting in confident anticipation. Anticipation of finding our beloved, touching him, seeing his eyes. We know if we find him, he will have found us first. And as long as we can see Jesus, everything will be okay. Don't we review the facts and stories of his exploits in our minds? And we retell to others the great things he has done? When we review, we also relive the moment and emotion of the memory. It's not like we are alone in our memories of his great deeds, either. When we relive the stories and woven together facts we've gathered while looking for Jesus, suddenly the memories become Holy Ghost charged. He assists us in our remembrance of Jesus. God inhabits the praise of his people. I figure, besides learning how to renew our minds, when Paul wrote those famous words in Philippians 4, 8-9, he knew it would be more than just renewing. He was encouraging us to reweave together the stories of Jesus, which would inspire us to continue with diligence our pressing on, looking for Jesus. When I review what is just, pure, lovely, my highest memory is of Jesus. When I put together the facts I've found while looking for Jesus, it's not long before I began to sense God's riveting virtue, redemptive goodness, and before I know it, anything praiseworthy starts coming to mind. Shortly, a little fire is burning in my heart and my mind follows after. His presence draws all things together in his wake, and the hem of his robe and the glory of the Lord fills the temple. If we look for him, he will find us. Do you get it? I can't speak for you, but I want to find what I'm looking for. I don't believe I've ever met anyone who was searching for something they didn't want to find. What person searches for something they earnestly don't want and truly have no interest in? No one searches for what they don't want in the same sense that no one knowingly and willingly dies for a lie. One purpose and reason is not to discover our purpose and reason, but to discover and apprehend Jesus. We have our hope set on the living God, who is the Savior of all people who will believe in their heart and confess with their mouth Jesus is Lord. We have tasted and have seen, therefore we search and look for Jesus because there is no one and no thing who satisfies our souls and makes us right before God. How do we look for Jesus? We call out to him with our voice and actions. We pour ourselves out for the hungry and satisfy the desire of the afflicted. We praise and worship him. We study to find him in Scripture, for he is revealed in the Bible and inhabits the praises of his people. If you look for him, he will find you. We look for him with the seeing of our eyes and the vision of our mind and heart, with the intent of seeking and searching to apprehend. To see what I see, You've got to be interested to know what I've found. We look for Jesus in earnest and wait for Him with confidence. Finding Jesus is the passion of our lives, and we are bold and courageous to break out of our church model to be where He is. I will break your rules to touch the hem of His garment if I have to, but I must touch Him above all things. I will lose my titles, platforms, and positions of honor. I'll call Him Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit, or all of the above, whatever it takes to get close to Him, using everything I am to know Jesus. Are you willing to walk alone in the wilderness to find Him, or maybe sail violent seas, or camp in a desert place that's just dry as far as you can see in any direction because the Lord said, "Wait here"? Willing to look away from everything else and fasten our eyes on the Lord? We are looking for Jesus, so we wait. Collect details of His presence with expectation. We will see our Savior. We anxiously look for His return, searching the sky for the fulfillment of His promise to return for us who love Him. We relish weaving together the facts and stories of God, recounting His extraordinary exploits. The only way we'll stand is on our knees with our hands raised, being strong and courageous to attain the prize of the high calling of God in Christ. This could gloriously go on and on, so I'm going to say, think about it and bounce.